Hi, Simon.
Hi, Squire, how are you?
Very good. Now, I got your email, and I felt that I had to call you about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so I need the whole story. You went out with this girl. We're not going to give her actual name, right?
Okay.
So I thought we'd call her Emma, because if you remember, all Emmas are evil.
Yes.
Aren't they?
Hmm.
And when was it that you went out with this Emma, as we're calling her now?
It was about 2 weeks ago I went out with Emma.
Right. And it wasn't a long relationship, no?
Not really, no. Basically, well, one meal.
Okay.
Wow, that long.
It's not long.
Yeah, yeah. So,
did you like her or what?
Yeah, it was nice enough, but just didn't really fancy her particularly.
Right. So how did you meet her then?
Well, I was out for a few drinks with my workmates, and I think she's one of their friends, so sort of got talking as you do, and she seemed quite nice, and she said, do you want to go for something to eat at some point?
All right.
Like, yeah, why not?
So you went for dinner. Where'd you go?
Just to an Italian restaurant.
But you weren't that keen on her, really?
She's nice enough, just didn't really fancy her.
All right. Did you fancy her in the pub that night, though, when you were with your workmates?
Yeah, but only after a couple of beers.
Right, okay.
Ah, you had your beer goggles on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you've had the Italian meal. It was fine, but nothing special.
Yep.
Did you try anything on at the end of the evening?
No, got a lift home and that was it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, honestly.
You can tell us, that's fine.
No, swear on chopper's life.
All right.
Wow.
So you didn't invite her in for coffee, then?
No coffee business going on.
All right. So the date ends nicely, and she gives you a lift home. You say goodnight.
Yeah.
Did you kiss her?
No.
On the cheek?
No, none of that.
All right.
I'm a gentleman.
So what happened after that?
Sort of the next day I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, she's nice enough, and didn't want to sort of lead her on. I don't think I did, but so I sort of phoned up and left a message, and thanks for last night, thanks for the lift, but don't think it's going to go anywhere, really.
All right.
Hope you don't mind.
Did you actually speak to her?
No, left a message on her phone.
Oh, okay. Better than a text.
Yes. More personal.
Or George's friend who got dumped by a cookie. Remember that? What was that? It was George who reads the news. Her friend, like, we're talking about those giant cookies off the 90s that you used to be able to get. You know, with the icing with, like, happy birthday on.
And it just said you're dumped on it, didn't it?
All right, so he left her a message, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
Well, I got one back the next day, and she was sort of saying, you left your jumper in my car.
Right, okay, now I've got this message, right?
Yeah.
Because you've emailed me them. So, would you like to have a listen to these?
Yes.
Right. So, Simon has dumped Emma, as we're calling her, by leaving an answer phone message, and then he gets this one back from her, right?
Hi, it's... just wondering if you wanted to come over tonight. You left your jumper in my car, so I was wondering if you wanted to come and pick it up, and I'll make some dinner as well if you want to. Anyway, let me know. All right, speak to you soon. Bye.
You left your jumper in our car, did you?
Yeah. It was an accident, honestly. Didn't do it deliberately.
Of course it was.
So you did leave your jumper there?
Yeah.
Notice, though, she did invite him round for dinner on the message. Mm. It wasn't just the jumper that got mentioned. So what did you think at this point?
I decided it wasn't in the best interest to go and go for the dinner. We agreed to meet on Friday lunchtime, because I only get an hour at work, so I've only got an hour to spend with her.
So you can
badly
get the jumper and then run away quick.
Yeah. Then I got these two messages.
This is where it gets really good.
Okay,
let's have a listen to these.
Hi, it's me. Just trying to work out what the problem is, really. I don't know if maybe when we met up it was because I was late and because I couldn't really do anything about the traffic, so that wasn't really my fault. I don't know, maybe it's what I told you about my brother, but I'm just really not sure what the problem is. So if you can just call me back. Okay, thanks.
Oh, the paranoia's setting in now. What did she say about her brother then?
Oh, he was in prison once or something, but it didn't really bother me.
All right.
One of those comments, isn't it?
And the second message I've got here as well. Imagine if this was you.
Hello, this is David here, dad. If you can give me a call on this number, 07-01. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's her dad. Imagine, okay, dumping a girl after one date and then you get this on your answer phone.
Hello, this is David here, dad. If you can give me a call on this number, 07-01. Thank you.
So what did you do?
It was all getting a little bit freaky, so I thought I'm just going to leave it.
All right. So you didn't meet up with her?
No.
In case you brought her dad?
Yeah, I'm not going to be silent.
And her brother.
Or her brother, more worrying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who are you more scared of, her brother or her dad?
So, okay, then what happens?
I got another message from her dad.
Message two from the father. Here it is.
Hello, this is David. If you want your property back, I suggest you give us a call as soon as you can. Thank you.
Oh, it's the whole family.
Yeah.
The whole family, bonkers.
He even makes it more official by referring to it as property, as opposed to just your jumper.
If you want your property back, I suggest you give us a call as soon as you can. Thank you.
Now this is the good bit. Tell me what happened next.
Well, then I got the weirdest message that I'd received.
This is one of my favourites that we played for a while, okay? Have a listen to this.
Hello. Hello, are you listening? This is your jumper. Listen to this. That's your jumper. Say goodbye.
Oh my God! Right, yeah. So all that you've done is go out with a girl, then you say after one meal you don't want to see her anymore, and you want your jumper back, but then she is cutting up your jumper on that message.
Well, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
Hello? Hello, are you listening? This is your jumper. Listen to this. That's your jumper. Say goodbye.
Well, she sounds useful with a pair of scissors there, doesn't she?
Good job. Yeah, good job. I don't think I'll be letting her cut my hair, though.
No, good job it didn't go any further.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything since?
No, nothing.
So how long ago was that you got that message?
About a week ago now, probably.
Right. And no bits of your jumper have arrived through the post or anything at this point?
No, not at the moment. Although
not even an envelope containing a sleeve or anything like that?
No, not yet.
That is proper scary.
Yeah.
Hello, are you listening? This is your jumper. Say goodbye. Radio 1.